Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning. What a joy it is to be with you. And I want to continue our sermon series along the way. Hey, if you didn't catch last week with Pastor Dan, it was incredible. As he set this whole thought up with the scripture, Jesus Christ declaring, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I want to speak on this thought halfway along the way. Halfway along the way. One of the things I enjoy doing so much is to speak with fellow Christians that have been on the journey for a long period of time. I'm talking about folks that have been serving Jesus for 30, 40, and yes, some 50 years. It's so intriguing for me as I listen to their story to once again become aware of the fact that there are mountaintops and valleys, there are good days, there are bad days, there are days that you almost want to give up. And there are days that you think it just can't get any better. But listening to these dear brothers and sisters, the resilience, the dependability on God, the I'm not giving up, the faithfulness to God just continues to shine through in what they say and do. And it's one of the things that I'm really asking for God to do in my life. I believe I have a lot of living to do yet. But I don't know if I'm halfway through, more than halfway through, but one of the things I do know is that I want to finish strong. But for all of us as we go along the way, there's going to be a halfway point. There's going to be decisions that are going to have to be made, whether that's in the good times or the bad times. And to give context this morning, I want to read from the story of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king. But when he heard about the walls in Jerusalem, God put a burden on his heart to go and rebuild the walls. He got permission from the king and he went and he started to gather people around him and they began to do the work of the Lord. I'd love to say that everything went well, everything went great, everyone was cheering them on, but if you know the story of Nehemiah, you know that that's not the case, just like in our lives. And there are a number of things that I just want to share about being halfway along the journey. But let me just read to you just to give context again. I'm reading from Nehemiah 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. And then I'm going to jump down to verses 14 through to 17. But it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned? That's a sermon in itself. Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he says, whatever they build, if even a fox goes on it, he will break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to a land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity. And do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah the Arab, the Ammonites, and the Ashdites heard that the walls of Jerusalem was being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Jumping to verse 14. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Folks, that's the big picture right there. And it happened when our enemies heard that it was known to us and that God had brought their plot to nothing, that all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work. So it was from that time on that half of my servants worked at construction, while the other half held the spears, the shields, the bows, and wore armor, and the leaders were behind all the houses of Judah. Those who built on the wall and those who carried burdens loaded themselves so that with one hand they worked at construction, listen to this, and with the other hand they held a weapon. I always have liked that good old children's nursery rhyme, The Grand Old Duke of York. It's an action song, The Grand Old Duke of York. He had 10,000 men, he marched them up to the top of the hill, and he marched them down again. Now listen to the next verse, because it seems to accelerate in pace. And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down. Come on, it's not a good Christmas party until you have the Grand Old Duke of York. And just that thought, when they were neither halfway, when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down. Halfway up is uncomfortable. It's always a challenge when you find yourself at the halfway point. In fact, we read about the disciples that they found themselves in the middle of the sea during a storm. Imagine that. Where do you go? Do you go forward? Do you go back? It's the same distance. It's the middle. And thankfully, we know through that story, they made a decision to push on. And I would ask you the question this morning, if along the way, if you find yourself at this halfway point, that you're facing challenge, that you're facing situation, that you're literally facing a storm, and the great question has been asked, what do you do? I want to encourage you, it's time to push on. It's time to push through. We've got to push past our disappointment. We've got to push past our sadness. We've got to push past our loss. Because all of us, in some point in our life, in the Christian walk, will find what seems to be a halfway point. You know, you notice something at the beginning. At the beginning of something, there's always vision and there's energy and everybody's rah, rah, let's go. I imagine when the disciples first got on that into the boat, they were looking so forward to getting there. They were all working hard. But the Bible says that when they found themselves in the middle of the sea, in the midst of the storm, there's this incredible line that says they were straining at rowing. I don't know about you, but there's certainly times that I've been feeling the strain of the journey. And I guess it must have been like that a little bit for Nehemiah when we read about their story, because the walls had not been completed. They were not where they wanted to be, but they are not where they were. You know, if you read the first three chapters of Nehemiah, you'd almost want to stay there because everyone's getting involved. There's a bit of excitement. The Bible says that the goldsmith and the perfumers, they're all getting involved. Everybody is working together. Oh, that's the dream, isn't it? The dream in the Christian journey when everything seems to be unified and people are coming together and everyone's pulling in the same direction. Oh, to stay in Nehemiah chapter 3. But there's a Nehemiah chapter 4. We all have to have a chapter 4 experience. It's the experience where the devil is trying to stop us by putting obstructions in our way, by putting hurdles in our way, by putting people in our way, yeah, I said that, by putting challenges in our way from completing what God has put in our heart, and for many of us, for completing the Christian journey. What do you do when you find yourself halfway? Well, here's a couple of observations that I've made. Number one, we read in verse 1, but it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. It so happened. What happened? My friend, it happened. What's it? It is whatever is trying to stop you, rob you, restrict you, hold you back from moving forward. It is going to happen. Stuff happens in life. What do I mean by that? Opposition, challenge, troubling times. The enemy is going to do everything he can to halt you and hinder you in the Christian walk of going forward. As you're going along the way, be prepared for blocks that are put in your way by the enemy to cause you to stumble. I spoke a couple of weeks ago to the church, and I was telling them how as I was walking towards my office, I felt a pain in my foot and a stone had somehow got into my shoe. It was just a little thing. It caused me so much irritation. How could something so small annoy me so much? And that's what the enemy wants to do as we go along the way. If you find yourself halfway, he wants to get this little small things into your spirit. Notice that the enemy started to speak and mock and deride the children of Israel. They were just ordinary people trying to complete a godly vision. But there were these inner voices and these exterior voices that were pulling them down. Voices of opposition will always try to hold you back. But you know what we need to do? We need to step out of our comfort zone and get into the God zone. I believe for all of us, you see, Nehemiah, he could have stayed in the palace. But I believe that he moved from what he was trained for to what he was born for, his God-ordained purpose. So it happened. What was Nehemiah's reaction? Well, listen to what we read in verse 6. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height. So we built the wall. The wall was looking good. It was coming together from all sides. It was only halfway up, but now they'd gone from vision to reality. Now they were beginning to see a difference. They'd gone from the foundations to it's halfway up. The gaps were being closed. It was beginning to look well, almost that point where you want to high-five each other and pat each other on the back. But they weren't called to only complete half the work. They were called to complete the work. And maybe as you're going along the way, you're ready to give up because you're looking and saying, well, I've done my bit. I've done well. I've dealt with my challenges, and maybe now it's someone else's time. Listen, don't give up halfway. We are all called to finish the task. One of the things that I don't like is unfinished business. Because of my nature, I can't go to bed if the dishes aren't done and they're not into the dishwasher. And I'll do all that. I never think, well, I'll do that in the morning. I'll get it done then. Now, I know we could wait until tomorrow, but I always think grab the opportune time. It's in our DNA as Christians. Listen to what the Bible says. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Nehemiah was not called to a halfway task. Nehemiah was called to complete the task. And along the journey, you're going to have opportunity to quit, to give up, to think, well, I've done my bit. I've completed my part. Look, it looks pretty, the walls look pretty good. They're halfway up. The gaps are completed. But the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 1, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Aren't you glad that God will never leave the work undone? The work that needs to be done in our character, in our nature, regarding our Christ-likeness, he's always working on us. Paul also said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. You know, the enemy wants us to be fed up so that we will give up. And that's why I believe in divine synergy. We need each other. Perhaps there will be seasons in life when I'm up and you're down. Or you're down and I'm up. And I'm up and you're down. And that's why we need each other. If I'm weary, you can lift my hands. If you're weary, I can lift your hands. But together we can complete the work. My friend, don't stay at the halfway point. Don't leave the work incomplete. And the work that God desires to do in all of our lives, he is faithful. You see, we read there that there were those who built on the wall and there were those who carried the burden. Everyone played their part. And that's about faithfulness. And that's what I so enjoyed talking to these Christians that had been along the way and on the way for so long, they continually spoke about the faithfulness of God, that even through the dry season, even through the difficult season, even through the challenging season, the one thing that they continue to say is, God is so faithful. What's that song that we love so much? All my life, you have been faithful. And maybe you feel in a dry season, a difficult season. You maybe don't feel fruit bearing. You feel that the world is collapsing around you. Don't give up halfway. Last year, my wife was out and she was preparing some seeds and she was putting it into some soil in small cups. And I laughed to myself because I thought, wow, how does that seed feel as it's being covered in dirt? And you know, as she's watering that, it seems that nothing is happening. But there's a season to be planted. And there's a season that it may feel like dirt is being thrown at you. But in that environment, the seed begins to grow. And maybe you feel right now that you want to give up because dirt's being thrown at you. Yes, maybe like Nehemiah, people are saying stuff. And circumstances is not great. And you started the work and actually it was going well, but the challenge of COVID, halfway up. The challenge of opposition, halfway up. And you want to give up. But my friend, I want to say to you, in the midst of the dark season and the difficult season and the challenging season and the dirt being thrown at you season, do you know that sometimes that's the best environment for you to grow? For a seed, it needs the darkness of the soil and to be hidden to begin to flourish and bear fruit. And I believe that that's the word of the Lord right now. We live in a time when we want everything instantaneous. We want a microwave Christianity. We want everything. If I start it, I want it finished quickly. But something about longevity is this, that you start and you keep on going and you keep on going and you keep on going and you keep on going. And you know what? God is a rewarder of those, the Bible says, that diligently seek him. That's why perhaps you're an usher in your church, you're a children's worker, and perhaps you feel like, I'm not seeing any fruit right now. Don't give up. Maybe you're looking around you and you see others being more blessed than you, it appears. Don't give up. One of our greatest abilities, I believe, is our dependability. We're not giving up as we go along the way. Why? Because we are going to finish the task that God has given to us. 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it is required in a steward that one be found faithful. And if you feel undervalued or you feel discouraged, I sense this in my spirit right now. You're listening to my voice and you feel totally discouraged right now. Yes, you've started the journey and perhaps the journey of ministry and call, but everything within you or circumstances saying, give up. It's not worth it. Yeah, the walls are halfway up, but stop. I want to say to you, don't give up, my friend. Keep on, keep on, keeping on. Yes, so it happened. So we built the walls. Then what else do we read about Nehemiah? We read, so it was from that time on when we heard what our enemies were doing, and it was known to us that God had brought their plot to nothing, that all of us returned to the wall, everyone, to the work. So it was from that time on that half of my servants worked at construction, while the other half held the spears, the shields, the bows, and the armor. And the leaders were behind all the house of Judah. You know what I believe? It's time for you to return to the wall. Let's get this done. Let's make this happen. Yes, my friend, this is burning within my spirit. I believe there's someone that's tuned in and you're so despondent. You've hit rock bottom. Circumstances seem to be against you. And here's the word of the Lord for you. It's time to get back to what God has called you to do. It's time to get back on that wall. Why? I'll tell you why. Big picture. You know what Nehemiah said in the midst of everything that was going on? half-completed walls. He says, listen, remember, we're fighting for our brethren, for our sons, for our daughters. We're fighting for our wives. We're fighting for our homes. Yes, my friend, we are fighting for our family. One of the reasons the enemy wants you to give up is, I tell you, he wants your family. He wants your call. He wants your purpose. He wants to get you out of your stride. He wants you to give up when you're only halfway up. But I believe that we are going to be reinvigorated, passion in heart and spirit. There's going to be an enthusiasm coming into your spirit right now. Why? Because you're remembering why you're doing what you're doing. We're fighting for our families. And I tell you, as we go along this way, yes, the enemy is going to try and stop us. He's going to try and halt us. He's going to discourage us. He's going to try to dissuade us. But I tell you, I just sense that the purpose of God is being reinvigorated within your life and within my life. We are remembering why we're doing what we're doing. I know we have eternal life when we get to heaven, but I believe that we have abundant life right here on earth. Yes, so it happened. So we built the walls. So we went back to the work. My friend, I believe that you will recognize that there is a time and a season for all things. But as you go along the way, don't give up halfway. One of the things that I learned a long time ago is that in regard to football, I love football, that you never count the score at halftime as if it's the finished result. I've discovered this, that often it can be in the second half. Often it can be into extra time that the goal is scored. And I believe that some of you are coming into your next season. You're coming into the second half of what God has for you. The enemy wants you so discouraged that you don't even come out of the dressing room. There you go. He wants you so discouraged that you don't even come onto the pitch to play. But God has sent Neil Cameron this morning with this word burning in his heart that as we go along the way, don't you dare stop halfway. Complete the work and the task and the assignment that God has given you. Is it any wonder that Nehemiah said to them, come on, a sword in one hand, a trowel in the other, but let's build together. Yes, my friend, there is always going to be a Nehemiah chapter 4 in my life, in your life. And maybe you're up this morning, or maybe you're down. Maybe you're neither up or down, which is a season or indifference. But God has sent me, I feel this strongly, with this challenge to you. Come on, it's time to rise. It's time to get our song again. It's time to rediscover purpose again. It's time to get on the journey again. It's time to go along the way again. We're not going to park up. We're going to keep on going. And we're going to complete everything that God has for us. Hey, maybe you're listening to me this morning. You've never responded to Jesus. Perhaps you've attended church when you were young. And you checked out on God. Discouraged. Disappointed. Didn't like what people were doing, what they said. And because you checked out on people, you checked out on God. But you know, today is a day of turnaround. Today is one of these moments, I believe divine moments, when God can speak to you and say, come on, it's time to get on the way again. Maybe you're here and you've never responded to Jesus. You say, Neil, I feel a challenge as you're speaking. Neil, as you're speaking, I just sense purpose within me. I want to pray for you as well. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner. And you are my Savior. I ask you to come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my guide. Forgive me of my sin. And help me to walk along the way, faithfully serving you. In Jesus' name, amen. And God, I pray for that individual or individuals that are listening to my voice. Yes, my friend, I'm praying for you. You're the one that just thinks, what's the point? There's no point anymore. I want to give up. Yes, there's been small green shoots, but I'm not seeing the fruitfulness. And I just want to give up. Don't you dare give up. In fact, if anything, you refuel. Let the power of the Spirit of God work in you and through you and prepare you and propel you into your incredible destiny. Don't you dare give up. When the walls are only half up, complete the work that God has for you. In Jesus' name, amen.